So one of the things that we've been going through at our church has been this idea of leadership.
我们在自己教会讲的主题是关于领导力的一些正道。
And how everyone wants to be a good leader.
因为每个人都想做有好的领导力。
And no one wants to be under a bad leader.
没有人愿意为一个不好的领导工作。
And many times, if there's a problem, we like to blame the leaders.
很多时候出了问题，我们就会怪那个领头的人。
And sometimes the leaders deserve it.
有时候，带领的人他是，就是确实是做的不好。
And sometimes it's our own fault.
有时候是我们自己的不好。
But there's a lot in the Bible about leadership because God wants us to be good leaders.
圣经里面很多地方讲到关于领导力的问题，因为神想让我们做好的领导。
But God doesn't just talk to people in positions of leadership. He talks to us as leaders.
神不仅仅是对那些身处领导岗位的人讲这些话，他更是对我们每一个人讲。
And sometimes leadership is a position, and other times it's just influence that we have.
有时候领导是一个岗位，更多的时候是我们个人的影响力。
It might be your influence on Facebook.
也许是你在社交媒体上的影响力。
Your influence in your job.
或者在工作上的影响力。
Your influence with your family.
或者在家庭中你的影响。
That God using you as a leader might not be a position, it might be just where he's put you.
神在任何地方都可以使用你，给你领导力，如果你不是领导也可以做到。
And that's a big point that I start with, is that God wants to use you where you are.
所以我想要讲的就是神要在他把你放的那个地方让你使用你。
Sometimes we think God will use us when we get where we're going.
有时候我们以为神先要把我们带到一个什么地方，放到一个什么位置才使用我们。
God will use me when I graduate.
也许我毕了业，神就会使用我。
God will use me when I get married.
也许我结婚以后，神就会使用我。
God will use me when my kids stop taking all my time.
也许当我的孩子长大了，不浪费我的时间了，神就会使用我。
God will use me when my parents stop driving me crazy.
也许当我父母不再逼迫我了，神就会使用我。
God will use me when I get a different job or a better house.
也许我换了工作或者换了大房子，神才会使用我。
Sometimes we think that God wants to wait to use us until we're in a different place.
很多时候我们就觉得好像，哎呀，只有到我们达到一个什么程度、什么档次，神才会使用我们。
But the truth is that God wants to use you where you are.
事实是，神就要在你现在的地方、现在的处境使用你。
That sometimes we feel like we're stuck in the middle between two places.
很多时候我们觉得我们困在两个地方之间。
But God sees us where we are, and he wants to use us there.
神知道我们在什么地方，而且他就要在那个地方使用我们。
One of the things that's been hard about COVID has been that people feel stuck.
关于疫情很难过的一件事情就是大家觉得自己被困住了。
People want to wait until the coast is clear before they start doing things for God.
大家都在等着疫情结束，我们重新为神开始工作。
But what if God doesn't want to wait for everything to be clear? What if he wants you to leave now?
也许神并没有要我们等到那个时候啊，也许神现在就让我们去采取行动。
What if he wants you to help people see Jesus today, not tomorrow?
也许神今天就想让你帮助别人能够认识主，而不是等到明天。
What if where you are today is exactly where God wants to use you?
没准你现在所处的地方正正就是神要使用你的地方。
That's a big difference for Christians that are being used by God and Christians that are sitting and waiting.
那么一个被神使用的人和一个坐在那儿无所事事的人是不一样的。
And it's important for you to understand that God doesn't want us to sit and wait. He wants us to be used.
你要知道神不想让你坐在那儿干等，神就想现在用你。
Because when we're looking for him to be moving and active, we find that there are so many things that we can do for him.
因为当我们坐在这儿等待看到他的时候，我们其实有很多事情是可以做的。
So that's one thing that is important as we think about leadership, is this idea that God wants to use you where you are.
所以谈到领导力，我们就要知道神就要在你现在所处的环境、地点来使用你。
A second thing that's important for you and for me to understand is that if God has saved you, then he has also called you.
第二点很重要的就是说，如果神拯救了你，他肯定对你有一个呼召。
Part of your being called is how you are saved.
你之所以有这个呼召，就是因为你被拯救了。
You are saved when God calls you to himself and you give your life to Christ.
因为当神呼召你去转向他的时候，你接受了他的救恩，你就得救了。
But your call, God's call on you doesn't end when you pray a prayer to be a Christian.
但是神对你的呼召并没有停止在你做了决志祷告那一瞬间。
When God saves you, he gives you a new call.
当神拯救你的时候，他给你一个全新的呼召。
When God saves you through Jesus, he fills you with his spirit.
当神用主耶稣基督拯救你的时候，他就用他的灵充满了你的心。
And that spirit gives you a new purpose.
就是因为神的灵给你的生活带来了新的目标。
And that spirit gives you a new calling.
那个神的灵也给你一个新的呼召。
Some people think that becoming a Christian means sitting on a shelf.
有的人以为当了基督徒就是坐在那儿。
Some people think that being a Christian means you just try to do the right thing.
有的人以为当了基督徒就是试图去做好事。
But what if being a Christian was really following Jesus?
但是其实做基督徒是要跟随主耶稣基督。
Going where he goes and caring about what he cares about.
他去哪儿我们就去哪儿，他关心什么我们就关心什么。
Loving people that he loves and serving those that he wants us to serve.
爱他爱的人，去服侍那些他想让我们服侍的人。
If you have been saved, then you have also been called.
如果你被拯救了，你也被呼召了。
And that means that you and I have purpose.
那就意味着你和我都有一个目标。
It means that you and I have a reason when we wake up in the morning.To look for what God has us to do.
你和我每天早上起来的时候，我们都有一个目的，就是去寻求神的旨意，今天让我做什么。
So one question is, how can you be a leader that God can use?
所以问题就是，你怎么样能够做一个神可以使用的，有领导力的人？
What kind of leader does God use, and how can that be you?
什么样的领导，神想让你做什么样的领导呢？
It's one thing to know that God wants to use you and also that he has called you, but how can you be a leader that he can use?
你知道神他呼召你拯救你，但是你怎么样知道你要做什么样的领导？
One particular thing that's so important is to understand that your leadership is on loan from Jesus.
一个很重要的观念就是你要知道你的领导力是主耶稣基督借给你的。
That your leadership, your influence, where you are, and the people that listen to you or look to you, that God has entrusted you with that.
你的领导力、你的影响力都是神托付给你的。康哥，你不要那个 play music.
Sometimes, leaders think that it's about them.
有的时候我们以为做领导就是我们自己的事情。
Sometimes leaders want everyone to follow them and listen to them.
有的时候做一个人做了领导就想让别人都听他的。
That leaders want to be in charge or on top.
觉得领导就是在众人之上发号施令的。
But what is so important to remember is that our leadership is on loan, that it doesn't really belong to us, it belongs to God.
你要知道你的领导力不是属于你的，是属于神的。
It's about being a steward of what God has entrusted to you.
是你为神的东西做管家，神把这些东西给了你，你来保管。
Stewardship is one of those words that we often think means money.
提到管家这个词，我们都想到跟钱财有关。
Stewardship, we think, means what do I do with the money that God's given me?
一谈到管家，我们就想，神给了我们钱，我们怎么使用这个钱？
But stewardship isn't just about money.
其实不仅仅是关于金钱。
Stewardship is about what God has given me, and am I going to bury it or am I going to invest it?
是关于一切神给我的东西，我是要把它们藏起来，还是要好好使用呢？
Am I going to be afraid or am I going to honor God with what I do with it?
我是觉得恐惧战惊呢，还是用敬畏神的心来使用呢？
The passage that was read for us in Matthew 25 is Jesus describing what his kingdom is like.
在马太福音25章，主耶稣给我们讲的是天国是什么。
The first verse of chapter 25 starts with Jesus saying, "The kingdom of heaven will be like."
马太福音25章14节开始就说，天国又好比什么什么。
People wanted to know if God in their lives would make a difference for them today.
人们都想知道说，我今天信了主，我的生活有什么变化。
A lot of times when they would talk about God, he was far off and in the future.
因为很多时候人们都觉得神是存在，但是他离我们特别的遥远，而且是在以后。
Or he was far off and in the past.
或者他是在古代时候才出来的。
And so Jesus wanted to talk to them about where they were today and how they could see God at work.
所以耶稣给他们讲的就是说，当时今天神在哪里，天国在哪里。
And so he told them what the kingdom of heaven will be like.
所以告诉他们说，天国是什么样呢？
And when he talked about heaven, he wasn't talking about that place that you'll go when you die.
他说的天国不是我们死后进的天堂。
He was describing what it would look like if God's people lived in his kingdom today.
他讲的是，如果今天人们都像在天国里生活一样的生活。
He wasn't describing babies playing harps on top of clouds.
他讲的不是那种小天使躺在云彩上弹竖琴的天国。
He wanted to paint a picture of what this world would look like if God's people really followed him.
他让我们想象一下，如果在这个世界上，人们都像在天国里生活，那世界会是什么样子？
And so he told a story about a man who went on a journey.
所以他讲了一个人，他去国外。
And before he left, he entrusted to his three servants some talents.
他走之前把家里的仆人叫来，把这个钱财交付给他们。
Now, when we say talent, he wasn't talking about skills or abilities. He was talking about money.
在这个经文里面谈到，他连的就是，讲的是钱，而不是才干。
And so scripture tells us he gave 5 to 1, 2 to another, and 1 to the third.
告诉我们说，给了一个仆人5000，一个2000，一个1000。
And he entrusted those talents to those servants, and then he went away.
把钱给了他们，他就去国外了。
And what we see is that the first two invested what they were given.
我们看到前两个仆人把这个钱拿去投资了。
They put it to good use.
把这个钱派了好用场。
And what was given to them multiplied.
他们也就成倍的赚了钱。
So the one who had five ended up with 10.
所以原来有5000的，现在有10,000。
The one who was given 2 ended up with 4.
原来有2000的，现在有4000。
And the master came back and they presented to him what they had done.
主人回来以后，他们就把这些钱拿给他看。
And in both of those cases, the master said, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
对这前两个仆人，主人就是特别高兴，说干得好。
And he said, "You've been faithful over a little, I will set you over much."
主人说，你们在小事上忠心，那我就多给你们些。
The servant knew that the talents did not belong to him.
因为这两个仆人知道这些钱不属于他们的。
And so he invested them in a way that would make his master pleased.
所以他们就把这个钱好好的用来投资，来讨主人的欢心。
But the third servant was different.
但是第三个仆人不一样。
He was afraid.
他害怕。
He was afraid that he would make a mistake or that he would mess up.
他害怕自己犯错误，害怕自己把钱丢了。
He was afraid to risk what the master had given him because he didn't want to get in trouble.
他也不想惹麻烦。
Similar to that person who stood out in the cold, afraid to put on the jacket that had been loaned, the servant just buried the talent into the ground.
就像以前人家借给我一件衣服让我去御寒，我呢怕给弄脏了，我就没有穿。同样道理，这第三个仆人也没有把这个钱拿去投资。
He didn't invest it or put it in the bank. He just buried it.
他没有把这个钱拿去银行去生利息，他就把这个钱挖了个洞埋起来了。
And so when the master came back, he asked that third servant what he had done with his talent.
所以主人回来问了第三个仆人说，你的钱呢？
And the servant said, I was afraid, so I buried it.
仆人说，因为我害怕，所以我就把钱埋起来了。
And what we saw was that things didn't go so well for that servant.
所以我们就知道这第三个仆人要有麻烦了。
The small amount that he had was taken away and given to the one who had invested and produced more.
所以即使他有的这一点点一千两银子也被拿走了。
And that servant, the last one, was cast out.
那这第三个仆人呢就被赶出去了。
It's a wonderful story that Jesus told, and there's a lot that we could say about it.
耶稣给我们讲了一个很精彩的故事，那我们有很多可以学习的地方。
But I want to just ask you a question.
但我只想问你们一个问题。
What have you been handed?
你领受到了什么呢？给了你什么？
What has God given to you?
神给了你什么？
When you think about what you have, what you think about your life, your abilities, what has God given you?
你回想一下自己的生活，你的能力，你的才干，神都给了你什么？
Have you ever really stopped to think that everything you have comes from God?
你有没有意识到你所拥有的一切都是从神来的？
Have you ever really taken in this idea that what you have is on loan from God?
你有没有深切地体会到你所有的一切都是神借给你的？
What kind of leader would you be if you knew that your authority wasn't your own?
那么如果你意识到这一点，你知道你的主权，你的才干不是你的，那你将怎样去使用这些呢？
What kind of leader would you be if you knew that your influence wasn't your own?
当你知道你的影响力并不属于你自己的时候，你要做一个什么样的领导者呢？
What kind of leader would you be if you knew that your purpose and plans actually belong to God?
当你知道你自己的目的，你的目标全都是属于神的时候，你将会做一个什么样的领导呢？
Or at least they should.
那么你这些都是总有一天是归到神那里去的。
So when you think about what you have been handed, there are three buckets that you could probably put them in.
当你意识到这一点的时候，你可以想一想，可以把你的钱放在三个篮子里。
Your time.
就这三个，你所拥有的东西可以分到三个篮子里，一个是时间。
Your time, your treasure, and your talent.
你的时间，你的钱财和你的才干。
Those are things that all of us have. God's given those three things to all of us.
神给每一个人都有这三件东西。
So first, your time. Where does your time go?
第一点就是你的时间，你把时间都花在什么地方了？
When you think about that story that Jesus told and the master who hands you your time, where does it go?
你想想主耶稣讲的这个故事，主人给他的仆人这些，那么给你的时间，你放在什么地方了？
When you think about it, are you burying it?
你是把它埋起来了？
Are you losing it?
你把它丢了？
Or are you investing it?
或者你把它拿去投资了？
When you think of the 24 hours that you have in your day, how much of your time do you think is devoted to God?
你想想你一天的24小时，有多少时间是专门用来交给神的？
How much do you think of your time is on loan from God.
你的时间里面有几个小时，你知道是从神那里借来的。
The things that you do with your day, the ways that you spend or invest your time, does it matter that all of those minutes and hours and days are actually on loan from Jesus?
你每天所做的事情，你花的每分每秒，都是从主耶稣基督那儿借来的。
How about your treasure? Where does your treasure go?
那你的财宝呢？你的财宝放在哪里？
You may not think of yourself as someone with an actual treasure, but what about your money?
你也许不觉得自己是有财宝的人，但是你有钱啊。
What are you doing with your money, and ultimately, what is it good for?
你的钱都花在什么地方了？都花在什么要紧的地方了？
When you think about the money that you have being on loan from Jesus, does that affect what you do with it?
当你知道你的每一分钱都是主耶稣基督借给你的，那你要怎么样花这些钱呢？
Because it's on loan from Jesus, do you use it for yourself? Do you use it for this earth? Or are you investing it in his kingdom?
你从主耶稣基督借来的那些钱，你是用在自己身上呢，还是用在这个地上呢，还是用在神的国里呢？
We spend a lot of money, but sometimes what we spend it on is the same as burying it in the ground.
我们花了很多钱，但是你花钱的很多地方等同于你挖个坑把它埋起来了。
Sometimes the things that we spend our money on is the same as just sticking it in a hole and not actually doing anything good with it.
你花钱的地方就像你把钱埋在土里了。
Does it matter that all the money that you have is actually on loan from Jesus?
那么，如果你所有的钱都是从主耶稣基督那儿借来的，那么会不会让你处理钱的方式改变呢？
And do you really believe that?
关键是你信不信。
Many of us, we think that it's our money. I think that it's my money, that I've earned it and it's mine.
因为你心底上觉得这些钱是你的，你挣的。
But that makes me worry and it makes me nervous.
那么这样就让我觉得很紧张。
I'm afraid to lose it or I'm afraid I'll do something wrong with it.
因为我怕丢了，我怕浪费了。
But when I remember that all the money that I have comes from God, I want to use it for Him.
但是当我知道我的钱都是神给我的，我要用在他身上。
And that helps me trust Him with where it comes from and what I use it for.
那就会让我把钱用在神想让我用的地方。
It helps me not be afraid because I know that He provides everything that I need.
也让我心里没有惧怕，因为我知道我需要的他都会给我。
So where does your treasure go? And are you burying it in this world? Or are you investing it towards eternity?
所以你的财宝都用在什么地方呢？用在这个世界上的事呢？还是用在永恒里呢？
And then the last one is, what are you doing with your talents?
最后一个篮子就是你的才干。
Your skills and your abilities, the things that you're good at.
你的能力、你的技术、你擅长的一切事情。
Are your abilities and your skills, do they belong to you, or do you realize that they're on loan from God?
你的才干、技能，你觉得都是你自己的吗？还是你意识到它是神借给你的？
Are you living with the understanding that the things that you're good at and your abilities, that God has loaned them to you so that you can use them for Him?
你有没有意识到你擅长的那些事情其实是神借给你的技巧，是为了让你为他服务的？
Stewardship allows us to open our hands for God to use what's in it.
管家心态让我们愿意把手打开，把自己所有的一切交还给神来使用。
Whether it's our time or our treasure or our talent,
不论是我们的时间、财宝还是才干，
we realize everything we have comes from God, and so we want to use it for Him.
我们知道这一切都是从神来的，所以就要用在他身上。
Leadership is no different.
领导力也是如此。
When we think about being a leader or having influence with others, we realize it's not about me, it's about what God wants to do through me.
我们知道，一个有影响力的领导人，就意味着不是我为自己做事情，而是神通过我为他做事情。
And we get back to where we started, which is that God has placed you where you are for a reason.
回到我们先开始说的第一点，神把我们放在我们所处的地理环境和处境，是因为他要在这里使用我们。
That where you are is not an accident or outside of his control.
你所处的地方不是偶然，也不是因为有些事情坏了，你才到那儿的。
Sometimes we are like a servant who feels like we should have been given more talents.
有的时候，我们觉得我们这个仆人需要从主那里领受更多的才干。
Sometimes we use our time and our energy to compare ourselves with others.
有时候，我们数着自己手里的这些东西，然后跟身边的人比较。
The truth of the story that Jesus told wasn't about who had how many talents. It was about what they did with them.
耶稣在马太福音中讲的这个故事，不是关于谁有多少钱，而是关于他们怎样使用这些钱。
Being used as a leader isn't about waiting until you have a higher job or more people to listen to you.
你可以为神发挥领导力，不是非要等到你有更好的工作，或者你有更多的收入。
Being a leader means that you understand that God has you where you are for a reason and you want to honor him.
当你意识到神把你放在你所处的境地是有原因的，并且你愿意去荣耀他的时候，你就开始做一个好的领导。
It means that it's not just about you, it's about what he wants to do through you.
当你意识到这些不是关于你自己，而是关于神要做什么的时候，你就是一个好的领导。
It's when you realize that he has given you what you have for a reason.
当你知道神给你这些是有原因的，你就可以做一个好的领导。
That your life has led you to where you are for a reason.
你的生命之所以到今天这个情况是有原因的。
Your job, your family, your friends, your community, your school, that all of those things are places that God wants to use you.
你的工作、你的家庭、你的社区、你的学校、工作场所，这些都是神要使用你的地方。
And the question isn't whether you have five, two, or one talent.
问题是，你有5000、2000还是1000？
The question is whether or not you will start investing.
问题不是你有5000、2000还是1000，问题是你要怎么来用这些钱？
Whether you will take what God has given you and use it for Him.
你有没有把神交给你的东西拿来，投资，并且还给他？
So, one thing I want to encourage you to do is to take an inventory of what you've been given.
所以我要鼓励大家好好清点一下自己领受的。
Take a piece of paper and write down things that you feel like God has given you.
拿一张纸，一个笔，记下每一个神所托付给你的东西。
Maybe it's your time or your treasure, or maybe it's a talent.
也许是你的时间，也许是你的钱财，也许是你的才干。
Make a list of what you have and then put on that where it's going.
列一张清单，然后再列一张清单，看看这些东西都去了哪里。
Write down what you have and put down also how it's being used.
一张清单是你有什么，另一张清单是你怎么样使用的。
And then take that list and give it to God and ask Him to use it.
然后把这两张清单交给神，求神来教导你使用。
Ask Him to take those pieces that you've been holding back for yourself and give those to Him.
让神把那些你曾经攥在手里留给自己的也拿去使用。
Ask God to give you faith to trust Him a little bit more and courage to follow Him a little bit deeper.
求神多给你一些信心，去更加紧密的去寻求，去跟随。
And ask Him to open your eyes to see that what you have is really from Him, and the greatest joy is when we get to follow Him with it.
求神打开你的眼睛，让你看到你所拥有的一切都是从他那儿来的。
When we really understand that our leadership and all that we have is on loan from him to be used for him.
当我们意识到自己的领导力和我们所有的一切都是从他那儿来的，并且要为他而用。
Let me pray.
我们一起祷告。
God, thank you so much for loving us.
主啊，我们谢谢你爱我们。
God, thank you for saving us.
主啊，谢谢你拯救我们。
God, thank you that you have entrusted us with so much.
主啊，感谢你给了我们这么多。
God, at times, we feel so blessed to have 5 talents or 2, and sometimes we feel like we only have 1.
主啊，有的时候我们很感恩，因为我们从你那儿领受了5000、2000，有的时候我们又觉得很缺乏，因为我们好像只有1000。
God, if we're honest, sometimes we wonder if we have any.
但是说实话，有的时候我们甚至都不觉得自己有1000。
But you've promised that you give us and entrust to us what is ultimately yours.
但是你应许了我们，你给我们了，而且以后这些又都会交还给你。
I pray that you would help us look at our lives and see what we have and ask ourselves if it's really for you.
求你帮助我们看清我们的生活，看清这些东西都是从你来，也有一天要回到你那儿去。
I pray that you would give us confidence to trust you with what you've given to us so that we're not afraid and burying things in the ground.
求你给我们信心，让我们知道这些东西既然从你那儿来，我们也不用害怕，不用因为惧怕把它们埋在土里。
So that we aren't afraid of you, but excited to serve you.
让我们不要怕你，而是非常激动地去服侍你。
God, give us an excitement to watch what you're going to do in our lives.
主啊，求你让我们来非常激动的能够期待，看看你如何在我们身上使用这些。
And God, I pray that you would move in us and through us.
主啊，也求你在我们里面动工。
In Jesus' name, amen.
耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
Amen.